Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Today is March 15th, and you're listening to the Daily Briefing from Transport Topics. I'm Esmeralda Leon. Trucking companies are working hard to expand their driver recruitment outreach by bolstering diversity and inclusion initiatives. In a recent Road Signs podcast, Comto's April Rye shared tips on how fleets can use this approach to enhance their earnings. Listen in at ttn.ws/roadsigns135. Now let's dive into the day's top stories. 10 states are suing the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission to thwart its new rule requiring companies to report greenhouse gas emissions. The 10 states are West Virginia, Georgia, Alabama, Alaska, Indiana, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Wyoming, and Virginia. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey predicted the new SEC rule will, quote, make it virtually impossible for companies to calculate how their environmental impact is material. How is a company supposed to know if greenhouse gas emission will affect its finances? How many trucks are going to be too many? End quote. Port of Los Angeles Executive Director Eugene Soroka recently applauded the Biden administration's efforts to upgrade the nation's ports in an exclusive interview with Transport Topics. He said his facility and the neighboring port of Long Beach, which are the nation's largest and busiest facilities, are getting the money they need to remain competitive with global facilities that are also undergoing upgrades. Soroka was in the nation's capital on a two-day trip, meeting with lawmakers and other leaders as part of a delegation of Los Angeles Area Chamber of Commerce members during its annual Access DC event. Moving companies were looking for answers from military leaders about a controversial $20 billion contract to move military families when they met virtually recently as part of the Moving and Storage Conference annual meeting. But some executives left the meeting with more questions and concerns than before. In particular, the companies maintained that the program is unworkable and lacks opportunity for individual movers to make fair profits for their services. Bill Lovejoy, CEO of Republic Moving and Storage and chairman of the Moving Conference, said, quote, I really think that the military thinks they know better than us how to run our businesses, end quote. That's it for today. Remember, for all the latest trucking and transportation news, go to the experts at ttnews.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.